What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about bullying and how to stop it, man.
I love it, man. Before we get to that, let's tell everyone a little bit about the Positive Truth in case it's your first time tuning in. We are an uplifting and positive news podcast. Mm-hmm. Monday and Wednesdays, we have an audio-only episode. We put on SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, and iTunes.
Who's honest?
We have a flyer for cheating. And basically, on Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Today, we're doing bullying. Tim, why are we talking about it, and why is this topic an issue?
Because bullying affects people everywhere. I mean, it could change people's lives for the worst if we don't talk about it now. Because obviously it's not getting talked about that much. We have both have stories about being bullied when we were younger, right?
Yeah.
And it definitely affected a lot of things we did for the next maybe few years.
Yeah.
So it's time we talk about it here at The Positive Truth, because that's what we're about, right? Trying to bring a little bit of awareness.
I got, for my why topic is an issue, basically one out of every five students reports to being bullied. This is something that's affecting everyone. And even if you're one of the rare people that wasn't bullied, like, you know someone that's been bullied. It's still going on in your area, in your school, in your workplace. It doesn't just stop in high school. There's gossip, there's work bullying as you grow as an adult. So if you are an adult, keep tuning in. In the meantime, Tim, let's get to some facts about this.
Yes, sir. What do you got for us, JP? Your first fact?
Well, my first fact is bullying affects nearly 1 in 3 American school children in between the ages of grade 6 through 10. 85% of girls and 80% of boys report experiencing some sort of harassment in that time period. And 6 out of 10 teenagers say they witness bullying in school every single day. I got a lot of facts, so you can just start rolling too.
Man, I got 28% of students in grades 6 through 12 experience bullying. 20% of students in 9 through 12 experience bullying. Approximately 30% of young people admit to bullying others in surveys. There's a lot of bullying going on, man.
I got 65% of children who were bullied did not report it. I know when I was bullied as a kid, I didn't tell anybody.
Me either. I mean, snitches get stitches. That's what I was told, man.
That's definitely the truth in certain places.
Exactly, exactly. Man, I also have 70.6 of young people say they have seen bullying in their schools. 70.4 of school staff have been bullying. 62% witnessed bullying 2 or more times in the last month, and 41% witnessed bullying once a week or more. I mean, it's just getting worse. Like, the stats that we're giving everybody, it's showing you that bullying is going on. It's not something that, used to happen. It happens all the time. It is what it is, but it's not what it is anymore. These kids are being affected. Look at us as adults. How many people do we know our age that we work with, that we're friends with, that are going through things because of stuff that happened at school? That to everybody else, it might have been funny, but to us, it was real. It's real now. It's real life.
You carry it forever. We have a friend, mutual, I won't discuss his name. I remember we were 20, 21, we were hanging out. We were just got done playing basketball. We were just chilling, watching the Thunder game. This was back when the Thunder were bad. You know, Earl Watson, Chris Wilcox. And we started talking about, like, middle school. And he was like, yeah, Miss Key used to always pick on me. Like, every day I'd run from class in sixth grade. I'd just run. Because if I ever saw that kid again, I'm just going to two-piece him.
I do remember hearing this story multiple times.
And in my head, I was like, wow, man, I never knew you got bullied.
Yeah.
And it was because it was just happening all the time. It was just like a commonplace thing in school.
And that was 10 years later, too. He was talking about that story.
I know, right?
Wow.
Do you have anything on cyberbullying? Because this is something we didn't experience because we didn't have all this cool technology.
Yeah, man, I got a little bit on cyberbullying. Well, cyberbullying, first off, is bullying that takes place using any electronic technology. That means it could be on social media, it could be text messaging, it could be anything like that. That's real. That's something obviously we didn't have to go through. You may get into arguments on social media now, but like, these kids that are in high school, middle school, I mean, they're on Facebook, they're on, what else is there? MySpace.
And Instagram.
Instagram, Snapchat. Snapchat's real right now, too. They're all over that, but then if you post the wrong thing, I mean, these kids are, it's not just the kids from your school that are getting you, it's everybody else that's following you, and nobody cares, especially if they go to two different, you know, like a school out of your district or something, it's over. It's over. They're just going to thrash your life because they don't have to see you the next day. They don't have to see you walking around.
And you can't get away from the bullying, man.
Exactly.
You're seeing it at school, and then you go home and you're getting it too. And we get these kids that are creating like fake pages just to make fun of people. Like, let me create a fakey Instagram.
Exactly, man. So, bullying, no matter what, no matter what you're on, no matter what you're hiding behind, it could happen to you. It could happen to me. It could happen to anybody. So, we said some facts, JP. We gotta start talking about some ways to stop this.
Do you think we should talk about our experience with bullying first?
Oh man, we can definitely talk about that. You wanna go first? I definitely think you should go first.
Okay.
Definitely.
So I think I got bullied twice really bad. Technically three times, because I remember I switched schools in fourth grade because I wanted to play basketball, and my mom was like, I don't wanna pay for daycare, so you gotta go to a different elementary school so we can afford to put you in a YMCA league. So when I got to the new school, they're like, hey, we beat up all the new kids. I was like, great. So that first week was a little tough. You know, word had a stick and move.
Right.
Now I remember in sixth grade, it was just like middle school, first year of middle school. I had PE and I was like this tall, curly fro. Big glasses. I kind of looked awkward. And I had a smart mouth. So like, I just got it every day. Like every day in PE, man. Every day. Cause it was, they were just older and bigger than me. And it was like, what's up with your shoes? What's up with your gym shorts? Didn't you wear that last week? It was just like constant, man. Those are some fake in ones. Like it was just constant all the time. And I remember, like there was a kid, he was a gymnastics and all the girls liked him. And like, he was just in all my classes. This dude was always making fun of me.
Mighty Mouse. I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
Oh. And one day I was just like, I'm just tired of you. So I pushed him. This dude never messed with me. Well, yeah, he messed with me again. But after that, he was like, hey man, why are you taking it so personal? I was just like, this is every day. I remember I told my mom, and she's like, you pushed somebody? Like she was just blown away. Like I like put my hand like, you're too little to be getting in fights, JP.
Your mom didn't believe in you, man. You should not have been fighting anybody.
Truth.
We were both small back then, man. We were both pretty small. But how does that affect you in the future? Like for the next maybe.
The worst time I ever got bullied was like sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So I don't really remember anything before that because I joined the basketball team at my high school and we were really good. And I wasn't good enough to be on the team, but I worked hard.
Right.
But I was sound better than most people, but when I got there, I was just getting smacked around like every day.
Right.
Every drill, I'm getting like destroyed. We had this dude on our team named Cello and we had these one-on-one drills. It's like, you gotta score on him. And this dude just like blocked my shots to the other side of the gym. Like 10 times in a row, everyone's making fun of me. I drive to the basket, they knock you down. I'm trying to get in line for drills, they just push you out the way, just cuss at you, like, nah man, you ain't good enough, I don't want you on my team. Like, oh, isolation on him. They knocked all the confidence out of me. Like, he was done. I didn't even like playing basketball after that. It was like, I don't want to say it was like post-traumatic stress, but anytime I was in that gym, I had no confidence in my game or myself. I remember my junior year and senior year, I practiced all summer, like outside Oklahoma heat, it's like 100 degrees. I'm shooting jump shots. I'm going to gyms, they're kicking me out because I'm too young, I'm not 18 to be there. And I'm like, I'm gonna play. And I would get in the gym and it was just like, I had no confidence in myself, it was gone. Because I just went 3-4 months of my sophomore year just getting made fun of every day, getting knocked down. No one believed me in the gym. And it was just like, and then they would tell you, like the coaches told me, after practice once, like, hey man, the only reason you're here is because you would run through a wall. Which didn't make me feel any better, because now it's just like, well, damn. So I go in the gym and it's just, I'd be too scared to shoot. I didn't even like basketball. Like, none. I quit my senior year. And then after that, Like, I went to a different high school than most of my friends, so I didn't really have that many friends I hung out with at that school. I started getting new friends at that school, and they were like, hey man, let's go play basketball. And I was like, sure. And that's why I started playing basketball again. I really enjoyed it. And it's just, like, anytime I think about, like, high school basketball or, like, any kind of, like, sport, I'm just like, damn. That's my experience with bowling.
Man, you make me want to cry a little bit, JP. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
But it made me better in the long run.
I hear that.
But if...
How did it make you better, though?
Well, whenever you have the confidence completely knocked out of you, like, 100% knocked out of you, when you build it back up and you start... Like, no one's really that confident in themselves at, like, 14 to 18. You're really not confident in who you are as a person until, like, your early 20s. So I gained it back. And when I gained it back, it was just like, you can't even tear me apart anymore. I'm like, I've already been torn apart. Like, you try to make fun of me, I'm just like, you're right. Keep on going. I'm just so honest. It's just, like, on my sleeve.
That's what's up, man.
But I can definitely see how it would just affect people just awfully. Because you get embarrassed every single day. You just not, like, I went from loving basketball to not wanting to play anymore. So I could just see how I can just crush you forever.
I hear that, man. That's tough. Because I know you and basketball, man, they go together. It makes sense to me.
Tim, what about your experience?
Man, it's not the worst time. First grade, man. Like, all throughout school, kindergarten, pre-K. Obviously, you know, I'm a premature baby, so my head's funny shaped. I'm skinny. That was about it. And I'm dark skinned. I moved to Oklahoma, like, in first grade. My first guy here, like, nobody wanted to talk to me. Even the other black girl that was in the class didn't even want to talk to me. Like, it was that bad. And I was like, man, what is going on? I had no idea what was going on. That was my first time actually experiencing racism as well. Got called a brown booger and all kind of stuff. And I remember coming home just crying. Like, I can't make any friends. I don't even know what's wrong with me. Like, this, like, I didn't know what was going on, man. And, I remember I just kept coming home crying over and over again. It's probably a few weeks I was coming home crying. And then I remember talking to my brother on the phone, and he was just like, you know what, man, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're not gonna be able to laugh at anybody else. So try to make a joke of it. I promise you it'll stop. And ever since then, that's part of the reason why I'm joking around all the time, man. Ever since then, I learned to laugh at myself. It's so much easier. Life got so much easier, man. Because after a while, like, what are they laughing at? Like, it's not even that funny anymore. You see me every day. You can't make fun of my head every day. Like, it's going to be like, come on, man, change the conversation now. But, yeah, ever since then, man, I learned how to laugh at myself. And I definitely learned about that kind of confidence at a young age, for sure. Because I had no choice. It was either that or just get homeschooled or something. My mom couldn't homeschool me, so, yeah.
Damn. Your whole personality changed because of being bullied.
Yeah, man. I was definitely a quiet kid. I was always, you know, adventurous and stuff, climbing trees, being bad, but I didn't talk that much. I promise you, I was real quiet. I was always observing, back of the corner, just like, hey. I kind of got forced to step out and become a leader, because if I didn't, somebody's going to force me into being that, hey, look at that little itty-bitty guy in the corner, the funny-shaped head. Like, it gets bad. It gets bad. Like, first time you saw me, what'd you think?
I'm trying to take his spot on the basketball team.
That makes perfect sense coming from you right now. That makes sense. The conversation over.
But yeah, so it was probably the second thing.
Yeah, see, exactly though. You know what I mean? It definitely helped though. Me being bullied at a young age definitely helped, but I know it doesn't help everybody, because I have a lot of friends now that I was friends with back then, and seeing how their personalities are today, you know? We're almost 30, you know? We'll be 30 in the next few years, and it's like, man, us being bullied and us being picked on the way that we were, it toughened us up to an extent, but it also affected us negatively, and I'm not okay with that, you know? That's why us talking about it is very, very important, because at the end of the day, if somebody like us can talk about this and reach out to somebody that's in high school right now, middle school right now, then we've done something. We've done something that we didn't get, because if we would have had this, who knows where our lives would have been. I mean, you could have went to college on a basketball scholarship, you know what I mean? Let alone quitting your sophomore year. Like, who knows? Who absolutely knows?
And it's a good thing your brother was there to help you.
Exactly.
Who knows where you'd be?
Man.
Whole personality might be different, man.
Yeah, probably in the books or something, man.
What else do you wish would have been there? Like, what do you wish whenever you were being bullied would have been there for you? Like, what kind of support system?
An adult that would listen. Adults are always willing to talk to you, but none are really willing to listen to what you have to say. And that's something that me as a coach, I get to understand that a little bit, because I used to be these same exact kids that I'm coaching, because I grew up in the same neighborhoods and all that stuff. And I see their personalities, and it reminds me of kids I went to school with, you know, friends I've had, and it cracks me up, because it's like, man, you know, you're so-and-so from when I was in high school. And their number one thing, they have to talk. I mean, I've been cussed out so many times, and I just let it go. Keep going. In my head, it's just keep going. I'm listening. Then they tell me what they're really upset about at the end. Talk about that for a minute. But you know, you did cuss at me, so push up position and get on the line. Your choice. Works out every time. They respect you so much more just because you listen to them. And I truly believe that's with every single kid. Because when we were in high school, what did you want?
Whenever I was in that situation? Yeah. A friend?
You did. You were out of school, or you were by yourself.
Just like, I just needed like positive reinforcement of any sort. Like anything, just like someone to keep my confidence up, because all I'm getting is smacked around. So like this like coach being like, hey man, can you just work on this, this, and this? You're almost there. Or like a teammate just being like, hey man, leave him alone. He's not gonna get better unless you actually like stop cutting him, stop pushing him around. Like anything, any kind of positive support would have helped.
I hear that. And I really feel bad, because I know exactly what team you're talking about, and I remember how big they were. And like a few, like three or four of them went Division I for basketball. You guys were like back-to-back state champs, ranked in the nation at the time. I mean, he really probably did get smacked around. And he was about 4'11" too. Like, this is real stats. Like,
puberty kind of hit a brother hard.
I remember when I saw you at a basketball game, I didn't know who you were. I was like, why is this light-skinned dude coming up to me like this, like he knows me? Jonathan Phillips? Like, I freaked out. Like, I had no idea it was you.
The growth spurt is real. Man, got a haircut.
Yeah, you did it too. You didn't have the curls. I was no glasses, I think, at the time too. Yeah. It was a game changer, man. I was like, man, this dude is different. And that was like in the matter of two or three months where I didn't see you. It was ridiculous.
So I got some other facts about how we can change the topic for the better.
Let's do it.
Bullied youth were most likely to report that actions that accessed support from others made a positive difference. But we just talked about what we wanted.
Legit.
Students reported that the most helpful things teachers can do are listen to the student.
Ha!
Check in with them afterwards, see if the bullying has stopped, and give the student advice after they've listened to them. Actions that they claimed made the bullying worse were like telling, just, hey man, just fight, get back at them, or just tell them to stop bullying. Because I know in my situation, if I'm like, hey man, stop messing with me, probably would have made things worse.
No, it would have made things worse. I was in your situation, and I said, stop bullying me, I ain't scared of you, and yeah, it did not end well. Like, it did not. We have Southside problems, it is what it is.
I mean, as reported by students have been bullied, the self-actions, like telling someone to stop, walking away, pretending it doesn't bother you, have the most negative impacts. And they believe, like, the number one thing was a peer standing up for them. I remember I was talking about college in a middle school in Oklahoma City, and they had these questions like out for me, and like I didn't know what they were, so I was just reading them, you know, like on notes, and one was like how to stop bullying, and I said like, hey man, fight back, stand up for yourself. And I was driving home, and I was like, that was an awful decision. So I just want to take all that back. If you see bullying going on in your school, I don't care if it's happening to you, someone you don't like, or someone you've never seen before, stand up for that person. Because when you're in school, like, you're like 12 to 18, 6th to 12th grade, like, you don't have control of a lot of things. You're not paying your own bills at all. You're probably not deciding what kind of clothes you're wearing, because you can't afford them, so your parents are getting them. You don't have a choice in what classes you take. Like, oh, gotta take math again, gotta take English again, gotta take history again. Like, you're not in control of a lot of things, but you are in control of your environment. And so stand up for each other makes a positive environment for everyone. It's gonna make school so much more fun for everyone involved. Learning is gonna be better, your communication is gonna be better. And if you're worried about some crazy kid shooting up a school, if you create a school environment or a work environment, like for adults out there, where everyone is supportive of each other, and you see someone getting bullied, you all stand up for it, it's never gonna happen.
Indeed.
So that is like, that's my rebuttal for what I said, like, just stand up for each other. Like, if you see someone getting bullied, like, hey, no, this is not okay. Doesn't matter if you don't know them or not. You're gonna make a friend for life, A, and number two, you're gonna make your whole environment better.
You got all the stats, man.
Do you have anything on how to change it for the better?
Man, you just said it all right there, JP. Every single one of them. You're golden. You got any more to add?
I don't. Do you have a positive quote?
You can tell them where they can follow us on, and I can pull one up right now.
Well, before we get to that, before Tim pulls up the positive quote,
ha.
This one, if you want to support the podcast, you're never going to have to pay for it. Just like, share, subscribe, leave a positive 5-star review on iTunes. That'll help us out so much. Just give back, do something nice in your community. If you see someone getting bullied at work, stop it then. If you're tired of the gossip at work, just be honest. Be the end of the gossip chain at work. It's our challenge to everyone out there. Stop the bullying. Stop the violence, man.
I like it, JP. Well, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast. You can follow us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
What you got, man? I like how you went to a specific website to get specific quotes. You didn't, like, Google it.
I knew which one I was going to, man. I should have just have it, like, bookmarked. I always, man, you know me. I do everything last second. Excellent Courages. One about life generally. It shows the spiritual wealth of the world. George Eliot.
And with that, we're out. We'll see you next week. Check us out on Monday for uplifting and positive news to make your week better.
Stay positive.